God is good. And all the time. It is great to see everyone on this beautiful weekend. Everyone had a great weekend so far? Yeah. Hey, we actually have one more day, right? After today. So I do welcome you. My name is Eric Dirks, and it is a pleasure to welcome you this morning to First United Methodist Church, where we love to have fun and celebrate God in our lives. And so I just am so glad that you are here today. If you're a regular worshiper, you know the routine. If you're visiting with us, we want to put out a special welcome to you. Thank you so much for being here on this great weekend. And but what I would like you to do now is there's a section of your bulletin. We call the connection card, and it tears apart from your bulletin. If you would take time to fill that out now, even if you worship regularly, and just put all that information in there. Folks that are here for the first time, we just want to say thank you. And that's why we want your information, so that we can say thank you so much for being here this morning. And take a good look at that card, because there's a lot of great information on it. If you would open up the bulletin as well. Oh, and by the way, turn that in our offering baskets as they go by you this morning. If you would open up the bulletin to our announcements. As I said, this is Memorial Day weekend, and it started back in Civil War times to honor those who had given their lives in combat, and we still celebrate it today. After World War I, I believe, it opened up to all those who have given their lives for our freedoms and all that we have in this United States today. And now we celebrate all people who have made us who we are and who have formed us from our beginnings until what we are now. And so I hope you have taken time at some point this weekend, or will take time, to honor those who have gone on before you, as well as our military. Just take some time to say thank you in your prayers. In regards to our announcements, lunch bunch, if I get my words together here, is next week, next Sunday, lunch bunch, right after this worship service. So make sure that you come and share in the food and the fellowship and the fun in that regard. Also, remember that the first Sunday of every month, don't let the bulletin confuse you, because it was, this May has five Sundays in it, all right? So we got excited for June, and that's all right. But the Warm House, every first Sunday of the month is Warm House Sunday. And as you know, there's a lot of folks that are in need. And so they would accept your gifts any time. But the first Sunday of the month specifically is designed to recognize the Warm House. And we'll have a barrel sitting out here for your gifts. And also in that same regard, when we come up for communion the first Sunday of the month, your gifts on the altar go to the Benevolence Fund, which helps people in this community. Don't forget the Penny War. We have three very, they're not me, so they're all great. If you remember right, some of us got pies in the face last year, all right? So the Penny Wars are taking place back there, and we invite you to share in the fun, and we will see at some point. Do we know the date on that yet, Jamie?
June 14th.
June 14th. One or more people will get a pie in their face, so as we support our youth. So I also want to say, speaking of Jamie, you know, Jamie and I have a lot of fun together. You know, we kind of banter back and forth many times during this, during worship services and praise team rehearsals, or wherever we're together, actually. But we celebrated 17 years of marriage yesterday, and ever since we've been married, we have been a team in everything that we do, and I just give God praise for that. So, thank you, Jane. It's the 10 best years of my life. Oh, yeah. Oh, I mean, but anyway, sorry, I can't be serious for too long. Seriously, though, thank you very much. But please pay attention to your announcements this morning. There isn't one announcement that is not important. Everything on this bulletin is important. So please take time to look at that and compare it to your calendar at home this morning. I believe we're ready for worship. Are you ready for an awesome worship this morning?
Yes.
Oh. Well, that didn't sound too sure, did it? Are you ready for an awesome worship this morning?
Yes.
All right. Hopefully you'll get better before the end of the service, though. So we'll begin with the prayer, and then we'll have our beautiful prelude. Let us pray. Gracious God, you are awesome, and we thank you so much for this day. We thank you so much for the weather that we have had so far in this weekend when we can maybe sit back and relax just a little bit, Lord. We give you praise for this day. The fact that our eyes can open to it is a gift from you, and we thank you for that gift, God. We ask as we worship, Lord, we want to ask, well, we just want you to know that you're invited to be a part of this. We want your anointing to be upon us. Open our hearts and our minds to all that you have to offer, God. Be with us and open our spirits and our souls, God, so that we can experience your creation and your miracles all this week. We thank you, God, for the beginnings of new journeys for all of our graduates, God, and the success of the end of a journey that's behind them, Lord. And we just ask that you anoint them and guide them in all their decisions as well. Be with us this morning, though, God. Help us to worship you, to focus our lives on you. May all evil and negative thoughts run scared because of your presence in this place this morning. We love you, God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Please stand now and sing Ascend. The praise team will lead us. There's an insert and also on the screen behind me the words.